KB3GIO and 3TDV.
No, 3TDV, KB3GIO, don't we expect the anti?
Oh, you're at the weather center? Okay.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, is there a net up? I was just kind of curious.
Nothing now, right? Nothing going on, but maybe here shortly. Looks like things could start developing. We'll have to see how things go.
What do you see on AWIPS?
I'm sorry?
What do you see on the screens?
Well, right now, there's a fairly good convergence on. It may cause some things to fire. We'll have to see what happens. But right now, there isn't much going on. Now, it's down towards Ohio, probably be, if anything's issued, maybe a warning down towards that region. But I wouldn't say that. Maybe within the next half hour or so, something will start happening in this area.
Kind of wondering how far the action is.
Well, things are kind of popping up here now. So at this point, it's just a matter of monitoring. There's a few cells. I mean, I don't know if you have the radar screen near you. There's a few cells that are starting to move into the region here. Right now, the main concern is seeing what pops up because of that convergence zone, and then seeing if anything becomes severe there. Other than that, there isn't really much going on. There's only one warning issued thus far, and that was for Tusk in Ohio, and everything else has been pretty much quiet. A few SPSs, but that's about it.
Okay, Mobile, when I get home, I'll turn on an HT and I'll be listening.
Okay, very good. I'll be here. Keep you guys posted. WX3PIT.
WX3PIT and 3TDV.
WX3PIT, KB3DH.
Stand by. WX3PIT. Whiskey Oscar 2 Charlie. Okay, hang on, Ray. Go ahead, Dallin.
Just wanted to let you know I'm on frequency, and, you know, if you didn't already get somebody, I can pull in that if needed.
Okay, right now, take it easy, because nothing's really needed, but, in a few more, about a half hour or so, possibly. Okay, W2C, got it.
WX3PIT, WO2C. Good evening, Josh. Good evening to the net. Just checking in. Manned and ready at the city EOC.
Okay. No net's activated right now, if there is, Alan's around. But I'll mark that down that you are there, just in case anyone needs you. And Alan can keep that to that, since he might be a prospective net control station if necessary. Thanks. WX3PIT.
Okay, we'll be monitoring WO2C.
KB3GIO. KB3GIO from KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, WX3PIC.
Good evening, sir. I'm listening to NUCOM broadcasting a severe thunderstorm warning for our county. And sounds like it's going to be moving through at very shortly, actually, up to 7:40, I think, was what they were saying. You have any other details there, sir?
FXI, this is KB3DHC. Would you like to take the net?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alan. If you've got it, you can go ahead and take it. I'll just stand by and we'll wait and see what Josh has to say. If you can't pick it up, I can do it. But I'd just as soon have you do it. You've got a little more experience at it than me.
I'm going to shut the radar. Practice makes perfect. So whatever, I'm in a base station. I don't know if you're on an HT or whatever, but I have to get everything suited up in this room here. I gotta unhook the external antenna. There's lightning issues. So, whatever you want to do, I'll be standing by. KB3DHC.
Good stuff, WX3PIT.
KB3VXM.
VXM
and WX3PIT, you both doubled.
Okay, WX3PIT station, stand by. Okay, sir, essential warning has been issued. I wanted to confirm that because it didn't go out over the complete system. At the time Dave told it to me, they were still in the process of getting it over. So he had it before I had it. But a sir, thunderstorm warning has been issued for Allegheny County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:27 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler weather radar indicated a sir, thunderstorm 3 miles southwest of Imperial, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Some locations affected will be Avalon, Bell Acres, Bellevue, Ben Avon, Coralopolis, Radford Woods, Carnot Moon. Again, sir, thunderstorm warning for Allegheny County until 8:30 p.m. And Allen, or whoever's taking the net, please disall, stand by and monitor. I'm also on Washington County's frequency as I am a warning to WX3PIT. Thanks for standing by those stations.
K3VXM.
VXM, go ahead.
Allen, if you're taking the net, please ask the Southland District Net to relinquish the frequency if need be, because that's coming on shortly, and this takes priority. Thanks.
K3DXM. Thanks, Kathy. I was wondering when that was going to come on. I will. This is KB3DHC. As you just heard, the National Weather Service Pittsburgh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Allegheny County until 8:30 p.m. This severe thunderstorm will be crossing the middle part of Allegheny County shortly. Check-ins will be welcomed in 1 moment while I switch antennas. Again, this is KB3DHC. We'll be taking check-ins in 1 moment. Wait for me to come back. At this time, please give your call slow and phonetically, and leave a space for giving your call sign, your location, and Skywarn number if you do have it. This is KB3DHC. Please call now.
Please copy. Whiskey 3 Delta, Mike Tango, Avalon, Bellevue.
City Net Control, November 3, India, Mike Joyce, Mobile, South Hills.
KB3DHC, K3KAR Mobile, North Hills.
N3KJJ, Mobile, I'm in Moon Township.
Kilo 3, Romeo Golf Yankee, in McKeesport.
Kilo 13, Foxtrot Charlie Yankee, Hart, Fayette County.
Okay, please, I'd like to... Nav 1, just name there. N3, I am J. Clem in the South Hills. K3KAR in the North Hills, Conrad. The station in Moon Township did not get your call sign. K3RGY, McKees Rocks, did not catch name there or Skyward number if you have one. And K3FCY in Fayette County, didn't catch name or Skyward number there. If those stations come back with any corrections or modifications, please do send out.
Allen, watch your signal. It's starting to, your signal is starting to fade out. Power just went out here at the Weather Service operating on backup power. WX3P acting.
This is K3KAR. Name's Leo. I think you have me down as Conrad. Name's Leo LEO in Ross Township Mobile.
Here is Kilo 3. Romeo Golf Yankee again. The name is Frank. The QTH is in McKeesport, AL109.
This is W3 Delta, Mike Tango. The name is Dave. Avalon Bellevue stationary.
This is Kilo 13 Foxtrot Charlie Yankee. The name is Art Connellsville in Fayette County.
November 3, Tango Delta Victor Mike, Brentwood Borough, Alpha Lima, 219.
Somewhat some minor flooding on the highway there.
Maybe you could go direct Josh to Chris there.
Okay, stand by one second. Okay, I'll get back to you. I gotta go make an announcement on Westmoreland. WXJPIT.
Okay, very good. This is KB3FXI taking additional check-ins for the Skywarn net.
KB3FXI. This is November 1, Tango India Victor, Alex in Freeport, BU-161. Dark skies here, no precipitation, no rain at this point, not much in the way of wind either.
Okay, we got you, Alex, N1TIV. Any additional check-ins, please call now.
KB3FXI.
November, Jim.
Here is Whiskey Oscar 2 Charlie. Name's Ray Romeo Alpha Yankee. The City 911 Center. Alpha Lima 414.
Okay, WO.
KB3FXI. This is Kilo 3 November Hotel, Mike. Number Alpha Lima 560, mobile in Washington County, with high winds and light precipitation.
KB3FXI. Here is Kilo Bravo 3, Gulf X-ray Charlie, Jeff at South Park. Alpha Lima 578. We've got probably 50 to 60 mile an hour winds. The tops of the trees are starting to snap.
Okay, net standby. KB3GXC, Jeff. Got your report there. I'm going to have you stand by, and we'll see if Josh comes back on, and maybe you can go direct with him with that report. WXP3PIT, KB3FXI.
Yeah, Dave, got it. I just got back on frequency.
Okay, Jeff in South Park has reports of very high winds there and some trees, tree damage. You want to go direct with him?
Yes, sir. KB3GXC, WX3PNT. Go ahead with your report, Jeff.
Hey, Josh. It looks like the front just came through. It went from a dead calm to probably 50 to 60 mile an hour winds, and I can see some branches on the top of the trees that have snapped. No significant damage, but pretty good.
Very good.
Can you give me an area?
I'm sorry, South Park. Is that what you said? I wasn't paying attention before.
Yeah, I'm at home in South Park. Library area.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the report. Dave, I should go direct with KB3GGW to receive information about what he reported before.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. KB3GGW, WX3PIT. Bravo 3, Golf Whiskey, WX3PIT. You're on, Chris. Hey, Dave, can you relay what he said before?
Okay, he was, that was Chris in Sewickley, at the Sewickley Bridge. He was mobile, AL-418, and he reported very low visibility and what he described as some minor flooding on 51, I think it was, and I didn't really get a chance to get the extent of that, whether it was just ponding or, you know, anything more serious than that. So that's all I have for you, Josh.
Okay, if he gets back on, if you could have him elaborate on that situation, that would be much appreciated. I'll chat back in with you as soon as possible. WX3PIT, thanks, Dave.
WX3PIT, okay, Josh. We'll be listening for you here, break in at any time.
This is KB3 FXI, Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot X-ray. Andy, any additional check-ins for the Skywarn net? Please call now.
KB3 FXI, November, Uniform 3, Sierra, MD3, number AL488.
M3 FXI. November 3, Oscar, India Alpha Mobile. The name is Frank. The number is AL077. Wildwood Road, Hampton Township.
Okay, net standby. NU3C, I think I may have missed part of that call. Please come again with your name, sir, and location.
My name is Al, Alpha Lima. The call is November, Uniform 3 Sierra, NU3S. Skywarn number AL488. We're located in Scott Township. We have about 40 mile an hour winds right now. There are trees down here, and it is raining to be spammed.
Okay, Al, I copy your call sign. There is NU3F, Scott Township with some downed trees. And I may ask you to stand by there, and we'll see if Josh wants to pick you up for a report for NWS on that. Any additional check-ins for the Skywarn net, please call KB3FXI.
N3OIA Mobile, did you get me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank, I got you there. N3OIA Mobile, we got your report. Thank you, sir. Additional check-ins, please call now.
KB3FXI, WBCHND in Carnegie, where the winds have passed, but it's raining vigorously. AL254, my number. Jim is my name.
Okay, Jim, WB3HND, we got you with your report there. Thank you, sir. Any other additional check-ins, please call now.
KB3FXI. November 3, Tango Delta Victor, Mike in Brentwood. Gust front's coming through. Estimated wind speed's about 40 miles an hour. That's about it. Alpha Lima 219.
Okay, net standby. N3TDV, Mike in Brentwood. Thank you very much. What was your estimated wind speed there again, sir?
Approximately 40 knots. I'm just estimating it by terrain motion. And the Skywarn number is Alpha Lima 219.
Okay, I copy your Alpha Lima 219. Thank you, sir. Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI from Kilo 3, Hotel X-ray. Alpha Lima 348. No report.
Okay, net standby. K3HX, please come back with your name, sir.
Name is Tim, Tango, India Mike.
Okay, Tim, and your location?
We're in Allison Park.
Okay, I copy your Allison Park. Thank you, sir. And, Alan, just so you know, I'm getting some light surges here, and I may lose my power. So I wonder if, Alan, you're still on the frequency there.
I can't get my back power.
Okay, you're a real choppy into the machine there still, and I'll continue here as long as I can, and I can switch the backup power if I have to, but I'll be down momentarily if that happens. So, okay, any other additional check-ins for the Skywarn net? Just a reminder, we're under a severe thunderstorm warning for Allegheny County and a few of the surrounding counties. Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI now.
Kilo 3 November Hotel, you copy?
K3NH, go ahead with your traffic, sir.
In Washington County, Peters Township, Sugar Camp Road, a tree has snapped off, and the top of a telephone pole has snapped off, and there are wires on Sugar Camp Road. If someone listening could call Peters Township Police, the wires are electrical wires, and they are hanging across the road about 3 foot high in the middle of Sugar Camp Road.
Okay, net standby. Josh, KB3GIO or WX3PIT. Do you copy that?
Yes, I do. Since he still says that it's an emergency situation, try and get somebody in on the emergency traffic first, then I'll relay the report. WO2C, Ray is on frequency. He's at the city ESC. He may be able to assist. WX3PIT. WX3PIT, WO2C. Be right back with you shortly.
Okay, Ned, please stand by for traffic between K3NH and WO2C.
It is immediately west of where Edgar Lane meets Sugar Camp Road, at the top of the hill there. There are some cars that are trying to go underneath it, but they are about 4 or 5 foot off the ground. I'm afraid someone's going to have those electrical lines on their car, because it's possible if they're a little bit too high, they're going to, you know, break those wires.
Real quick, I can copy the rest of the report direct. I'll be extra panting.
Josh, that's Washington County. I've reported as Peters Township. Why don't you go direct with WO2C?
That's K3NH. K3NH, WX3PIT. Edgar Lane at Sugar Camp Road. It's an telephone line. Line's down. Peters Township, is that correct?
Yeah, they look like electrical lines. I don't think they're telephone lines. They are immediately west. It's on Sugar Camp Road, but immediately west of where Edgar Lane comes to an intersection with Sugar Camp Road. That's the closest cross section.
Thank you, WX3PIT. WO2C.
WO2C, please go direct with KN or K3NH, sir. He has that emergency traffic with the power line down.
Receive K3NH, Whiskey Oscar 2 Charlie.
WO2C, K3NH.
Ready to copy.
Okay, Sugar Camp Road in Peters Township of Washington County, there is a tree, the top of a tree blew off, and it must have snapped off the telephone pole halfway, and the electrical lines are transversing the road at about a level of about 3 or 4 foot high, and there are some cars that have made it underneath. I'm in a van, so I didn't even bother trying, but I'm afraid someone's going to, you know, get stuck on these power lines there because they're, you know, about the chin level on the road here, or someone might just come up on them and not even see that the wires are down.
K3NH, it's QSL. Can you give us a street address, a landmark, or a crossroad for Sugar Camp Road?
Yeah, I'm sure the Peters Township Police will know Sugar Camp Road. It's connects off of Bebop, B-E-B-O-U-P, Bravo Echo, Bravo Oscar Uniform Papa. And where the lines are down are immediately west of Edgar Lane. That's the closest intersection. The down lines are immediately west of Edgar Lane. Echo, Delta, Golf, Alpha, Romeo, Edgar Lane.
QSL on all, WO2C, unless there's further back to net.
Hey, this is KB3FXI. Do we have any other additional emergency traffic or priority traffic? Please call KB3FXI now.
KB3XFI, I believe. This is KB3GGW.
Okay, go ahead, sir, with your traffic.
I believe it's a cable line, can't really tell, but it's hanging down pretty far down off of 65 here. It's almost going to be probably falling down pretty much soon, but it's hanging down.
Okay, please stand by. Let me see if we got WX3PIT to take that report. And I can also report from O'Hara Township, we have power, sporadic power outages here. So I've switched to emergency backup, and I'll be able to continue the net. KB3GGW, could you give me an exact location and please, well, let me have you stand by for a second and see if we got
KB3FXI, this is KB3JG, over.
Okay, KB3JG, go ahead with your traffic, sir.
KB3JG, we're having heavy wind here and sporadic out. And out, and she's flickering. Not much rain as yet. Post.
Okay, your name and location, sir?
My name is Nick, and I'm in Aspermall near the Highland Park Bridge.
Okay, Nick, Aspermall, Highland Park Bridge, we got your traffic. KB3GGW, please come back to me with your location on that down line.
Okay, I'm on 65. It's right across from the Holy Family Institute. Nearest road I can see is Allegheny Avenue.
Okay, I copy Holy Family Institute, Allegheny Avenue on 65. I'll hold that information for WX3PIT. Any other additional emergency traffic or priority traffic for the Skywarn net, please call KB3FXI now.
KB3FXI. Here is Kilo 3, Romeo, Golf, Yankee, Frank, and McKeesport. Right now we are experiencing high winds. We have lost power.
Okay, K3RGY, Frank and McKeesport with high winds and power out. Any other additional emergency traffic, anything really with a high priority, otherwise hold off, please call KB3FXI now.
FXI, this is KB3DHC with other information.
Okay, KB3DHC, go ahead now, please.
Just to let everyone know, on frequency, if you have a rain gauge and it stops lightning, thundering, and blowing, please get that rain gauge report to this net or on the Skywarn phone number. This is a good amount of rain in a very short amount of time, and could be looking at flash flood potential. So don't do it. Don't right now put anything on this net. But whenever it starts dying down, FXI, please call for it, or WX3PIT, please have that information available. Back to net, KB3FXI, KB3DHC.
WX3PIT, anything for me, Dave?
Okay, net standby. WX3PIT from KB3FXI. Okay, I got KB3GGW on Route 65. At Allegheny Avenue, I think he said, with a wire down there. He thought it was a cable line. We also have K3RGY, Frank and McKees, McKeesport, reporting very high winds and power out there.
Okay, can you give me a time on GGW's report, what time he reported that, and also if he had any further information on the previous report about the possible.
Okay, let me let you go direct to him. I did not record the time. I'm going to estimate it was just about 5-10 minutes ago. WX3PIT, please go direct to KB3GGW now.
KB3GGW, WX3PIT.
I'm not too good with the, what is the Skywarn thing? But this is KB3GGW.
Yeah, Chris, it's Josh, KB3GIO. I'm using Club Call WX3PIT because I'm at the Weather Service. Can you give me a time frame that you had your for your previous report for Route 65 and Allegheny Avenue for the wires down, approximately what time that was?
Okay, it's on 65, across from the Holy Family Institute. The fire department, local fire department are out here. The wire was hanging down, but the local fire department are out here now.
Okay, understood. Can you give me the time that you spotted that? That's the key thing. I need to know the time. Okay, I'm just going to say it was about 5 minutes.
7:50.
Okay, I will reset. On your previous report for possible flooding, I copied part of that earlier. Can you elaborate on that?
Can you repeat that again? I can't really copy you too good.
Yes. Dave said that about 10, 15 minutes ago, you reported some sort of possible flooding on, I believe it was, on 65. Do you have any more information on that, or was that just some basic ponding?
Yeah, what it was the side of the road, the manholes where they were all filling up. Down 65 was the same problem too. It was just the overflow of water, and I would say that was estimate time was maybe around 7:40.
Understood. Thank you very much. WX3PIT back to control.
Okay, thanks, KP3GGW and WX3PIT. Any other additional priority or emergency traffic for the Skywarnnet, please call KB3FXI now. Hearing no additional priority or emergency traffic, I'll take additional check-ins, regular check-ins for the Skywarnnet now. Please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, WB3LUC, Fayette County, up in the mountains above Uniontown.
Okay, Pat, WB3LUC, we got you. Thanks for checking in. Any additionals, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. KB3BDQ, Dell, no more.
Okay, net standby. Bill, I think it was possibly KB3 or KB3BZQ. Please come back with your call sign phonetically, sir. Okay, that was a negative copy there, Bill. If you're on a handheld or you have the ability to bump your power up, please try one more time again there and, or move to a different spot and give it a shot again.
Sierra Bravo 3, Bravo Zebra Quebec. Lima.
Okay, sir, we got you that time. Kilo Bravo 3, Bravo Zulu, Quebec. Okay, any other additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI now.
KB3FXI. This is WC3O, Bob in Eastern Township, AL359. We've got 41 mile an hour wind and a broken tree in the backyard.
Okay, WC3O, Ed, very good. We got your check in AL359, 41 mile per hour wind and broken tree. Josh, WX3PIT, are you still on the frequency? Nothing heard from WX3PIT. Continue on with additional check-ins. Please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. This is N3YNC, Ed in Penn Hills, where it's raining.
Okay, Ed, we got you in Penn Hills. Thank you very much. Additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. This is K3FKI, Penn Hills. Jerry, call is Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Kilo, India. And looks like the front went through at like 40 knots. Getting very heavy rain at the moment, over.
Okay, I got your traffic there, Jerry. Thank you very much. Additional check-ins, please call now.
Yeah, control, this is Kilo Bravo 3, India Tango Hotel, Swiss Vale, heavy rain and lightning.
Okay, KB3, ITH, please correct that if I'm wrong. Your name, sir, I have Swiss Vale with heavy rain and lightning.
Call is correct, net control, the name is Jeff.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Net standby, WX3PIT from KB3FXI. Nothing heard from WX3PIT. This is KB3FXI, net control for the Skywarn net for Allegheny County. We're under a severe thunderstorm warning. We've got several reports of severe weather. And taking additional check-ins, let's stand by for any emergency or priority traffic right now. Please hold any other traffic. Any emergency or priority traffic, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, WA3, Papa, Yankee United.
WA3PYU, go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Dave, just a quick comment. Hold any information that you get. Josh will be back from time to time. I know he has other stations to, and other frequencies to get on. So as you get information, just don't be afraid to hold on to it for a while. You can kind of offload it to Josh when he gets back on.
Okay, Mike, fine business. Yeah, I'm trying my best to keep track of all this. This is a lesson at writing fast. So thanks very much, Mike, WA3PYU, KB3FXI. Any additional check-ins, emergency priority traffic, please call now. KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. It is November 1, Tango India Victor, Alex in Freeport. I'd like to mod my previous report. We've got heavy rains and wind and lightning here in Freeport right now. My number is PU-161.
Okay, Alex, I got that. Heavy wind, lightning, and I got your traffic there. Very good. Additional check-ins for Allegheny County Skywarn, please call KB3FXI now.
KB3FXI. FXI, this is M3 BTB Mobile, no traffic.
Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
M3 OIA with an update.
M3 OIA, go ahead, sir.
Okay, M3 OIA, AL077, we have, power outages along McKnight Road. I don't know if anybody reported it yet. Traffic signals are out between the North Hills Village Mall and Ross Park Mall, and a lot of the stores are without electricity. The buildings themselves are out. So there's a wide area power shortage up here.
Okay, M3OIA, I've got your traffic for power out. Between North Hills Village and Ross Park Mall on McKnight Road with traffic lights out. Thank you very much for the update, sir. Any additional check-ins or traffic, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, KB3IYS, recheck.
Okay, that's standby. KB3IYS, please go ahead.
Just reporting the rain has eased up in the Glenshaw area, still has some lightning and some moderate wind. A family member called about a large tree uprooted on Ingemar Road near Branch School. It is in no danger to anyone. It fell into the yard. Just reporting it.
Okay, very good, sir. I'm kind of half listening to NUCOM emergency public safety frequencies, and there's multiple reports of tree sound all throughout the North Hills area. So thank you very much for your traffic there, sir. This is KB3FXI taking additional check-ins for the Skywarn Net, Allegheny County. We are currently under severe thunderstorm warning. Please call KB3FXI now with your check-ins or traffic. Negative copy. WX3PIT from KB3FXI. Are you back on the air yet, Josh?
Just got back from, where did I get back from? We got back from some county. I don't even remember what now. WX3PIT, go ahead, then.
Okay, Josh, I got a couple of other items of interest here. I got N3 IOA reporting power out on McKnight Road between North Hills Village Mall and Ross Park Mall. With traffic lights out and store, you know, it's pretty much an outage through the whole area up there. And for what it's worth, I'm kind of half monitoring NUCOM and public safety frequencies for North Hills, and there are multiple reports of trees down, power lines down, and power outages.
Okay, very good. How about a time of report for the power outage? I know it's you know, it doesn't sound too important, and it probably is, but they need a time for each report. So what time did he report that?
Okay, I would estimate that at 8:07.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. I'll check back in with you as soon as I can. WX3PIC.
Okay, thank you, Josh. This is KB3FXI. Any additional check-ins for the Allegheny County Skywarn Net? Please call now.
AA3ZN, check in.
Okay, very good, Larry. Got you, AA3ZN. Anything to report there?
We're without power. It went off about 15 minutes ago. We had high gusty winds, probably estimated to be in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 mile an hour.
Okay, Larry, did you say that you lost the power about 15 minutes ago? It would put you at about 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it was a little bit before 8 o'clock. A little bit before 8, maybe 10 to 8, something like that.
Okay, very good. We still have power here. It must be on a different transformer. I'm just down the street from Larry there. Okay, thank you, sir. I'll pass that along. 750 power out at Powers Run and... Oh, help me here.
Power's running Field Club.
Okay, copy Field Club. Got it. Okay, additional check-ins. Please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. The storm is all past here, and it's real quiet, just raining, so that'll be good news for the rest.
Okay, sir, I missed most of that. I got AL068. Please come again with your call sign, name, and location.
Okay, location is Oakdale, west of town. Yeah, AL068 is my number. Name is Dale, Delta Alpha Lima Echo. And it's Whiskey Baker 3, Charlie Romeo Charlie.
Okay, WB3CRC. Thank you, Dale, for your report there. KB3FXI taking additional check-ins on the Skywarn Allegheny County net.
This is N3KJJ.
Okay.
VAY.
Okay, that's standby. N3KJJ I have. I have no name or location. Please go ahead now, sir.
Name is Jim. We're located in Moon Township on Schaefer Road. Schaefer Road is without electric. Has been for about a half an hour. We had high winds go through here about 7:30.
Okay, would you estimate that at about 7:45 for the power outage, sir?
That is correct, about 7:45.
Okay, very good, I have that. KB3BAY, name, location.
Name's Cliff Hess up on Troy Hill on Gavin Street. Storm's through here. We lost power at about 7:50. Abandoned house across the street lost sections of its roof. So, little storm damage. Not too bad, though. KB3BAY back in the net.
Okay, KB3BAY, I asked for you to stand by when Josh comes back in with W3X3PIT. I'm going to have you go direct and give him that storm damage report. But I have you down for 7:50 with the power out, some minor damage. Thank you, sir. Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI. This is AE3C, Rick, in Highland Park. Good evening to the net. Things started getting bad here. We thought we'd check in, and sure enough, there's a Skywarn activation, which we sort of expected. Nothing really to report, but if anything comes up, we'll certainly say something. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, Rick, fine business. We got you in there. Do you have a Skywarn number?
No, Dave, I do not have a Skywarn number.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the check-in there, Rick. Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, November 3, Victor, Yankee Zulu, from Irwin.
Okay, N3BYZ, coming in with your name and if you have any traffic for the net.
Okay, very good. Let the DID go there. The name is Denny, Delta Echo November, November Yankee. Location, Irwin, Westmoreland County. And we're experiencing small amount of rain, small winds, and just a little bit of lightning and thunder in the area of Irwin right now.
Stand by. I got your traffic there, Denny. Thank you very much. There's another station that just called, very weak, not copyable. Try to move your position and try again, please. Please call KB3FXI.
N3WB.
Okay, N3WAV from KB3FXI. Please stand by N3WAV. Alan, KB3DHC, are you on the frequency still? Okay, negative copy. Alan, if that was you trying to get in, you weren't making it. I'm going to go ahead with N3WAV. Go ahead, Bob, with your traffic or check-in there.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I need to get a hold of WX3PIT. Are they on this frequency, over?
I'm here, Bob. I didn't check back with you because I never got a paper for Westmoreland. I got that off the M1 system. Go ahead, Bob, N3WAV, WX3PIT.
Okay, we have a report of pea-sized hail, and this was at 8:16, and that's in Lincoln Heights, which is along Route 30 at near Montsoor Hospital there, over.
Okay, very good, Bob. Thanks for your report, WX3PIT. Anything from you, Dave?
Josh, let's see. I have, I got that already. I had KB3BAY, Cliff and Troy Hill, with power out at 750. I also had N3KJJ, Jim, Moon Township, with no power, 745. And he also, I believe it was him that reported some storm damage, possibly to a house or something across the street. If you want to take that report direct, you can go ahead try to call him direct, Josh. And again, that call is N3KJJ. Go ahead direct now.
N3KJJ, WX3P, I think. Hello, Juliet, WX3PIT, Weather Service, Pittsburgh.
WX3PIT, it's KB3BAY with that information.
Okay, I thought he gave me another call. Go ahead, Cliff.
That's okay, he's a little busy, got him confused. We had a section of roof torn off of a neighboring house that has been abandoned for a few years. About 6 foot by 3 foot, just tore right off and smashed into the side of another house.
Okay, can you give me a location on Troy Hill, like a street or a road, and about the time that that happened?
This would be about 7:45 and the address of the house that's missing part of its roof is 1115 Getman Street, G-O-E-T-T-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you, WX3PIT.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. And also, Josh, I got a report of, this was off of public service frequency, a tree on a house in Aspinwall, 6th Street and Eastern, that was about 8 o'clock. Do you copy that? PIT from KB3FXI. Okay, nothing heard from WX3PIT. I wonder if there is anybody out there who can take the net. I am an auxiliary police officer for O'Hara Township, and I've been paged out for a call. Anybody out there willing to take the net, please call KB3FXI. Nothing heard. I'll try to take a few additional check-ins before I have to wrap it up and make my way out the door here. Any additional check-ins, please call KB3FXI.
N3WAV.
N3WAV, go ahead.
I need to speak to WX3PIT again.
Go ahead and make your call, sir.
WX3PIT, N3WAV. Okay, nothing heard. He might be at runoff frequency. N3WAV, clear.
Okay, Bob, yeah, I got a negative reply from him on a couple of calls earlier, so he must have been pulled away. Any additional check-ins or emergency traffic, please call KB3FXI now.
KB3FXI. This is 3FXC.
Okay, net standby. FXC, please come again with your full call ID you dropped out there, and name and location, sir.
This is Whiskey Bravo 3 Foxtrot X-ray Charlie, Bob in Oakmont.
Okay, Bob, we got you 100% that time. Do you have anything to report from Oakmont?
Yes, we have power out approximately 8 p.m. I'm not quite sure of the time. There is also a large branch closing 13th Street.
Okay, power out 8 p.m. and tree or branch down at location again, sir?
Location is 13th and Oak Street.
Okay, 13th and Oak. I wonder if you'd be so kind as to take the net.
I suppose I can give it a try. I have very little experience with this kind of net.
Well, I'll tell you what, neither have I. But guess it's the best way to learn. Let me take a standby here, and let's take one additional check to see if anybody else would want to pick it up, and if you would be willing to do it if nobody else gets it, I'd appreciate it. I'm auxiliary police officer for O'Hara Township, and I've been paged out for a call. I'm sure there's going to be traffic detail somewhere. So net standby. Anybody willing to pick up the net from here on out? It should be slowing down as the storm has kind of passed through. But it'd be greatly appreciated if somebody would be offered to pick it up from here. Please call KB3FXI.
KB3FXI, here is K3RGY in the Keysport. Go ahead, I'll pick it up from here.
Okay, K3RGY, I know I got you done. The log, here we go, Frank. Thanks very much, Frank. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to K3RGY. You pick it up from there, Frank, and I got to put on my uniform and out the door I go. Thanks very much for everybody's participation and what's the net there. Greatly appreciated. I think it went pretty well. K3RGY, this is KB3FXI. I'll be clear. Good luck with the net there, sir, and thanks very much for picking it up.
More than welcome, and you did a fine job the first time around. This is K3RGY with a sky-worn net due to the severe thunderstorms making their way through Allegheny County in our general area. If there is any station with any priority or emergency traffic, please come now. Are there any other stations that wish to check in? Please come now.
K3RGY, Zen 3 NSG.
K3 NSG, here's K3RGY, go ahead.
Yeah, this is November 3, November Sierra Golf. In Squirrel Hill, AL207, spotter, and we have the power outage in Squirrel Hill. It's been on for about 20 minutes.
All right, I believe your name's Mike, right?
Joseph.
Thank you very much, Mike. Are there any further check-ins or traffic to the net? Please come now.
Kilo Bravo 3, India Tango Hotel.
KB3ITH, here is K3RGY, go ahead.
Hi there, I'm in Swissvale on the border of Swissvale and Braddock Hill up at the top of the hill. The storm seems to have lightened up here, had heavy rain before, been back to light rain for about 10 minutes. Still a bit of a breeze, I'm not too sure how to estimate the wind speed, but it's lightening up here.
Thank you very much. Would you care to pass along your name, please?
Certainly. My name is Jeff.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We'll pass that on.
KB3ITH, standing by.
Is K3RGY for the National Weather Service with the sky-worn net. If there's anybody that wishes to check in, or anybody which has some traffic to pass, such as trees down, lines down, or power outages, please come now. 3 FXI, WO2C.
WO2C, this is KB3 FXI. We went ahead and turned the net over to K3RGY. Unless you need to go direct to me, go ahead to you with your traffic to him, sir.
Okay, my apologies. K3RGY, Whiskey Oscar 2 Charlie. Whiskey Oscar 2 Charlie, here's K3RGY, go ahead. K3RGY WO2C, you're at the city EOC. Been standing by, but was tied up with some other activity here. If there's any traffic holding for us, I can take it now. Right at the moment, we have no traffic for your location, but thank you for checking in. WX3PIT, here's K3RGY.
Okay, are you in the new net control station? Well, it doesn't really matter because the warning's going to expire here. Did expire here about a second ago. But anyway, I need to know if you have any further reports for me to forward to weather service before I get off your frequency.
N3BTB.
N3BTB, go ahead.
Is KB3FXI still on frequency?
Negative, he was called out.
Thank you very much, N3BP Corp.
WX3PIT, K3RGY.
Can't think. Frank, I can't believe I'm from Scranton Air, Frank.
Okay, Josh. N3NSG Mike in Squirrel Hill reported they lost, they've been out of power for like a little over 20 minutes, so that would have made it about 8:10 approximately when they lost power in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, you're safe. WX3PIT.
Clear 3, LBV.
Listening.
Clear 3, LBV. Here's K3 or GY. How's the weather in your location?
Well, RGY, the weather here is calming down a bit. The rain has just about quit, but the thunder and lightning is still there, and the wind is still there, and the power is still off. It's been off, I guess, now for 45 minutes or something like that. Where are you located right now? Well, I'm in Perrysville.
Well, I'm sitting here at home in McKeesport with no power for about an hour now. McKeesport and White Oak are both out, so they haven't done anything yet.
That must be really widespread power outage then, because here in the North Hills, I look around, I can't see any lights at all, excepting parking lot at the mall, and I think that's operated by a generator, but as far as I can see, there's not another light lit, and so I'm 25 miles from you, and you're out of power. It's got to be a pretty widespread outage. Maybe the high lines have gone out. What do you think? Have you heard anything at all on here?
Nothing about a high line being out, but White Oak is busy trying to repair their lines because apparently the feed that knocked out McKeesport came through White Oak, and that's where all the sirens were.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been able to find out where the problem is around here either. But I thought maybe somebody might be on in this area that would know something about it. Well, good talking to you anyways, and at least you're not going to be cold tonight with nice warm weather. Even if the furnace and everything else is off, why, you can stay comfortable and dry. Well, thank you. W3RGS, this is W3LBV. Clear.
KB3RGY, WB3LUC.
W3LUC here. GY, what's up, Pat?
Good evening, Frank. I think I heard a check-in about 2026 time mentioning trees down on Route 51. I think it was MJS reported.
That was MJS out of Emsworth in Allegheny County here, and he gave me Maple Avenue, Allegheny Avenue, and along, I copied it as Route 55 in Emsworth, that they have a very severe condition down there with trees knocking all kind of power lines down and property damage.
I copied that. Okay, Frank. Yeah, I misunderstood him. All right, well, I guess 51 South is okay. We're not having any problem up here to cross. It was very calm when they started the net, and about 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, we had some trees swinging back and forth, but nothing else. Very calm outside of that. Thank you for letting me check in with you. I'll be here for a while. WB3LUC.
That was 65, Frank. Route 65 in Emsworth.
WX3PIT.
WX3PIT, K3RGY, you got time to copy a report?
Yes, that's what I was going to come get, because your warning's expired, so I just want to get that last report off of you again.
It came in from N3MJS in Emsworth, Maple Avenue, Allegheny Avenue, heavy tree damage, power lines down. Power lines down along Route 65, as Mike just corrected me. The report came from an amateur who was in contact with the fire chief via cell phone.
Okay, got it. Thanks, WXPN. Okay, at this time, Frank, I am not going to check back in with you. And warning's expired. I got that last report.
So if anything else comes in, if you could call it in or have them call it in through the telephone, that would be great. I'm going to focus on the counties with active warnings right now. Thank you. WX3 PIT.
WX3 PIT, N3OIA.
Go ahead, Frank.
Do you want a rain gauge report or not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I have 0.63 inches of rain in a gauge, and that's since 7 o'clock tonight when the rain started.
Okay, very good, thanks. WX3 PIT. Thank you, guys.
N3OIA clear.
Is K3RGY standing by for anybody with any reports on storm damage or any kind of damage in general?
K3RGY, this is N3OHL. Got on Peebles Road.
N3OHL, that was on Peebles Road, and what city is that in, please?
I just had the high winds go through about, it was probably about 45 minutes ago or so. I wasn't that significant. It was at my home, but big branch fell down and went over and knocked the back porch down. And the back, probably about, there was a gust, I bet it was probably almost 50 mile an hour, a gust of wind. N3OHL.
N3OHL, K3RGY. Thank you very much for the report. This is K3RGY. For any other reports?
That's all I have. The phone line's kind of low here, and there is some other damage along the road here, but I can't see it very much of it. Didn't go out and look, though. But had a pretty good gust of wind going through, but as fast as it started, it ended.
KB3DHC, damage report.
KB3DHC, here is K3RGY, go ahead.
This is AF329, power out in Central Westview, unknown cause. It's KB3DHC.
Alrighty, Josh was just on. He said if anybody wants to report any damage, they're monitoring other counties right now where the storm is moving in. So if you have their number, just to go ahead and call it in.
I was listening. I'll relay it out on WX3PIT. But now I actually am leaving the frequency. WX3PIT. Just figured I'd stick around a few extra moments in case.
K3RGY. This is Kilo Echo 3, Juliet Golf. KE3JG, Nick and Asmal. We had some lightning and some thunder and some heavy wind. It seems like it's all calmed down. Request permission to close down.
Okay, Nick, the time has run out on it, so you're free to go. Thank you very much.
N3MRV, net control.
N3MRV, here is K3RGY.
K3RGY, this is N3MRV. I'm over in Mount Washington in the city. Nothing's happening here other than a little bit of rain. So I will say you've done a good job. 7-3s. And say hello to everyone on just left on the net.
from PPPITH.
WX3PID, here's K3RGY.
From Kilo Bravo 3, India Tango Hotel.
KB3ITH, here's K3RGY, go ahead.
Hi there, storm seems to have passed my location. Permission to secure for the net.
Permission granted, thank you very much and have a good evening.
Thank you, excellent job in the net tonight. KB3ITH, clear.
K3FKI, here's K3RGY.
Hey, K3RGY, K3FKI. At the moment, Penhills is just getting rain. We had some power outages, but they're back. No problem with the power is. And I'd like to get permission to secure.
By all means, Jerry, thank you for checking in, and have a good evening. K3RGY acting net control for the Skywarn net. Well, we're 15 minutes past the time limit and everything has calmed down. So at this time, if there are no further comments, I would like to close the net at 8:45 and thank everyone for participating. This is K3RGY, clear.